However magnificent the plans, Louis' experience with his builders was a familiar one. Everything took much longer and cost far more than the estimates. And they made a terrible mess.
Nothing is more false than these gracious pictures of Versailles. It shows this stately place with everything perfect, you know, everybody gliding about. Actually, it was a huge building site. All the court ladies complained about it. The workmen starting at 6 a.m. My dear, the dust and the smell of wet plaster which got into their hair. It's exactly like today, exactly like what we feel on a tiny scale when our neighbours go building. Must have been an amazing sight. I mean, the first day in at Versailles. Everybody starts jostling for bigger rooms and better rooms and a better position. In the meantime, the lesser folk, you know, they were trying to get down from the attics, get better rooms, always to get as near as possible to the king.
Pas un endroit qui n'a été modifié 10 fois.
En architecture, sa majesté ne sait que faire et défaire.
Ce Versailles ne manche de guerre. Il est sans âme.
At night, there was this sort of great unrolling of mattresses all over the palace as servants and soldiers, guards, would, you know, they'd go to sleep on the floor. The lavatory arrangements were pretty kind of basic. Servants would think nothing of relieving themselves in the corridors of Versailles. So you have this extraordinary attention on outward appearances and magnificent clothes, but alongside, you have all these smells. I mean, you could have been in a farmyard.